He couldn't think of an opening line. He racked his brains. "Why do I have to be such a gutless cunt?" he angrily thought to himself. Restarting the grinder, the noise drowned out his thoughts. The sparks brightly flashed as the blade sharpened. He stopped the grinder and took a quick test of the blade's sharpness by cutting the apple on the table. It sliced through effortlessly. Smirking, he washed his hands and put his jacket on. Sharp knife in the sheath now concealed in his inside pocket. A quick look at himself in the mirror. "Looking good," he told himself, and headed out the door. First dates were always nerve-wracking. What if she didn't turn up? What if she did? What should he say? Oh, that fucking opening line again. He hated opening lines. They were so important. An opening line could make or break a first date, a first impression. It was imperative it went as smoothly as possible. Important she trusted him, found him charming and funny, felt safe. He needn't have worried. She arrived with a huge smile and she was incredibly chatty. He never had such a chatty one before. He was caught off guard during the night. He laughed harder with each joke. She was witty and pretty, a unique combination, he thought. To his surprise, he liked her. His thoughts never once brought his attention to his inside pocket. No, he did once think of the blade and decided against it. This one he liked. He felt something he'd never felt before. He felt an unusual feeling. He felt good. The evening seemed to fly by, and there at her front door, she invited him in. They chatted and laughed some more. Hours flew by. "Another drink?" she offered. He nodded. She walked back from the kitchen, glasses in hand, smiling. He liked her smile. She seemed so peaceful and alluring. He felt so relaxed, so calm. He actually liked her. He felt as if they shared something in common. He wasn't sure what, but it was just something about her. This was new. He normally hated women. He hated all the previous dates. Loved the thrill of the kill. Yet here with her, it wasn't even a consideration. He actually wanted to see her again. Was it possible he would become a changed man? Oh, surprise, deep yawn. He must be tired. It was very late. She smiled. He yawned again and looked up towards her. She appeared double. He rubbed his eyes and looked up. The room appeared to be spinning. Too much to drink, perhaps? She stood over him. He slumped back in the sofa, unable to move. Unconsciousness consumed him. Through his pocket, she found the blade, a little something for her collection. She tested the sharpness across his throat. Very sharp. Lovely shade of red. She laughed, watching her favourite colour drip down. She loved the thrill of the kill. She especially enjoyed her opening line tonight. "Don't you just hate opening lines?" she had said.